This is the Sakar Moli of 24th of November, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this is your most valuable time, and you must therefore not waste it. Donate this knowledge to those who are worthy of it. Question. What is the easy way to continue to imbibe virtues and reform your behaviour? Answer. Explain to others the things that Baba explains to you. Donate the wealth of this knowledge, and you will easily continue to imbibe virtues, and your behaviour will continue to be reformed. Those who are unable to keep this knowledge in their intellects, or don't donate the wealth of this knowledge, are misers. They create a loss for themselves unnecessarily. Song. Do not forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. You sweetest children heard the song, and you also understood the meaning of it very well. Don't forget that you are souls and that you are the children of the unlimited Father. 1 minute you are very happy in remembrance of the Father, and the next minute you forget him and you feel unhappy. 1 minute you are alive and the next minute you die, that is, 1 minute you belong to the unlimited Father, and the next minute you go back to your physical family. Therefore the Father says, today you are laughing, but don't cry tomorrow. This is what the song means. You children know that human beings are mostly stumbling around searching for peace. They go on pilgrimages. It isn't that they find peace by stumbling everywhere. Only at this confluence age does the Father come and explain to you. First of all, recognize yourselves. Souls are embodiments of peace. Their place of residence is the land of peace. When souls come down here, they definitely have to act. When you are in the land of peace, you remain peaceful. There is peace in the Golden Age too. There is happiness as well as peace. The land of peace isn't called a land of happiness. The place where there is happiness is called the land of happiness, and the place where there is sorrow is called the land of sorrow. You now understand all of these things. In order to make people understand these things, you have to explain to them personally. When people enter the exhibitions, first of all give them the Father's introduction. It has been explained that the Father of souls is just the One. He is the God of the Gita. All the rest are souls. Souls shed their bodies and take others. The names of their bodies change. The name soul doesn't change. You children can explain, only the unlimited Father gives the inheritance of happiness. The Father establishes the world of happiness. It is impossible for the Father to create a world of sorrow. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. There are the pictures. Tell them, you can receive this inheritance of happiness. If they say that this is your imagination, you should leave them alone. Those who think that this is your imagination will not understand anything. Your time is very valuable. No one else's time throughout the whole world is as valuable as yours. The time of important people is also valuable. The Father's time is so valuable. The Father explains everything to you and completely changes you. Therefore, the Father tells you, children alone, don't waste your valuable time. Give this knowledge to those who are worthy. You have to explain to those who are worthy. Not all children can understand this knowledge. Some don't have the intellect to understand it. First of all, give the Father's introduction. Until they understand that the Father of us souls is Shiva, they won't be able to understand anything else. Explain to them with a lot of love and humility. Then let them go, because those who belong to the devil's community won't hesitate to start an argument. The government praises students so much. They make so many arrangements for them. It is college students who start throwing stones first. They have so much anger, Josh, in them. Old people and mothers are not able to throw stones with so much force. Generally, it is students who make a lot of noise. They are the ones who would be trained to go to war. The Father now explains to you souls. You have been turned upside down. Instead of considering yourselves to be souls, you consider yourselves to be bodies. The Father is now putting you the right way up. There is the difference of day and night. By being turned the right way up, you become the masters of the world. You now understand that you have been upside down for half a cycle. The Father is now putting you the right way up for half a cycle. When you become the children of Allah, you receive the inheritance of sovereignty over the world. When Ravan turns you upside down, everything is destroyed and you continue to fall. You children understand about the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. You have to stay in remembrance of the Father. Although you have to perform actions for the livelihood of your bodies, you still have plenty of time. When you don't have a student or you don't have anything to do, then just sit in remembrance of the Father. That income is for a temporary period, whereas this income is for all time. You must pay more attention to this. Maya repeatedly takes your thoughts in other directions. This will continue to happen. Maya continues to make you forget. They show a play based on this. God says this and Maya says this. The Father says to you children, constantly remember me alone. It is in this that there are obstacles. There aren't as many obstacles in anything else. So many experience being beaten because of purity. There is the memorial of this time written in the Bhagavad. There are the female devils, Putna, Supnaka, etc. All of those matters refer to this time when the Father comes and makes you pure. They celebrate as a festival whatever you experienced in the past. They continue to praise the past. They continue to sing praise of the kingdom of Rama because it has become the past. For instance, Christ came and established that religion. They have the time and date of that, and so they continue to celebrate his birthday. That business continues on the path of devotion for half a cycle. It doesn't happen in the Golden Age. This world is to be destroyed. There are very few of you who understand these things. The Father has explained that all souls have to return home at the end. All souls will shed their bodies and return home. It is in the intellects of you children that very few days remain. Everything is now to be destroyed once again. Only we will go to the golden age. Not all souls will go there. Those who went in the previous cycle will go again, number-wise. Those are the ones who study well and who also teach others. Those who study very well become transferred, number-wise. You also become transferred. Your intellects know that all souls will go and sit in the land of peace, number-wise, and that they will then continue to come down, number-wise. The Father says, nevertheless, the main thing is to give the Father's introduction. Constantly have the Father's name on your lips. What is a soul? What is the Supreme Soul? No one in the world knows this. Although they say that a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead, they don't understand anything more than that. This knowledge is in the intellects of very few of you. You repeatedly forget it. First of all, explain that the Father is the purifier. He gives us the inheritance and also makes us into the greatest emperors. You have the song, "At last the day has come." You were looking for this path on the path of devotion. Devotion begins at the beginning of the Copper Age, and then at the end, the Father comes and shows you the path. This is known as the time of settlement. All the accounts of devilish bondages will be settled, and you will then return home. You know your parts of 84 births. These parts continue to be played. People celebrate Shiv Jayanti, and so Shiva must surely have come. He must surely have done something. Only he creates the new world. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters, but not anymore. The Father is once again teaching you Raja Yoga. He has taught you this Raja Yoga previously. This cannot emerge from the lips of anyone but you. Only you can explain this. Shiv Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga. When people say Shivoham, it is wrong. The Father has now also explained to you. You go around the cycle and go into the deity clan from the Brahmin clan. You can explain the meaning of hum so, so hum. We are now Brahmins and this is the cycle of 84 births. This isn't a mantra to chant. The meaning of this should remain in your intellects. It is a matter of just a second. Just as you are able to understand everything about a seed and a tree in a second, similarly, you can understand the secret of hum so, so hum in a second. We go around the cycle in this way, and this is also called the discus of self-realization. When you tell someone that you are a spinner of the discus of self-realization, he wouldn't believe you. He would say that you have given that title to yourself. You can then explain how you take 84 births. This cycle continues to turn. The soul has a vision of his 84 births. This is known as spinning the discus of self-realization. When they hear this, they will at first be amazed. They would think, what tall stories are they making up? Then, when you give them the Father's introduction, they will no longer think that you are telling tall stories. You remember the Father. It is sung, Baba, when you come, we will surrender to you. We will only remember you. The Father says, you said this, and so I am now reminding you of it. Become destroyers of attachment and destroy all attachment to your bodies too. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me alone, and all your sins will be absolved. Everyone will enjoy these sweet things you tell them. If they don't have the Father's introduction, they will continue to have doubts about one thing or another. This is why you must first place in front of them two or three pictures that also have the Father's introduction. By receiving the Father's introduction, they will also receive the introduction of the inheritance. The Father says, I make you into the kings of kings. Make a picture of the single-crowned kings bowing down to the double-crowned kings. They will then be able to understand the significance of being worthy of worship and of being a worshipper. First of all, they worship the Father, and then they worship their own images. They make images of the pure ones who existed in the past and worship them. You receive this knowledge now. Previously, you used to say to God, you are worthy of worship and you are a worshipper. It has now been explained to you that you are the ones who go around this cycle. Constantly keep this knowledge in your intellects, and you can then also explain to others. Your wealth never diminishes by donating it. Those who don't donate wealth are called misers. You have to explain to others what the Father has explained to you. If you don't explain to others, you cause yourself a loss unnecessarily. You won't be able to imbibe virtues. Your behavior will also become like that. Each of you can understand this for yourself. You have now received understanding. Everyone else is senseless. You now know everything. The Father says, on this side it is the deity community, and on the other side it is the devil's community. Your intellects can understand that you are now at the confluence age. One member of a family may belong to the confluence age, whereas another member may belong to the Iron Age. Both would live together. Then, when it is seen that he is not worthy of being called a swan, a tactic has to be created. Otherwise, he will continue to create obstacles. You have to make effort to make others similar to yourselves. Otherwise, they will continue to cause trouble. You would then have to find a way to move away from them. There will be obstacles. This knowledge is only given by you. You have to become very sweet. You also have to become destroyers of attachment. When you let go of one of the vices, others create complications. You then have to understand that everything is happening as it did in the previous cycle. By having this understanding, you just remain quiet. You have understood destiny. Even some children who explain very well fall. They are slapped with a lot of force. It is then said they must have been slapped in the previous cycle too. Each of you can understand internally. Some even write, Baba, I became angry and hit someone. I made this mistake. The father explains, control yourself as much as possible. There are so many different types of human beings. There are so many assaults on innocent ones. Men are strong and women are weak. The father once again teaches you how to battle in an incognito way, through which you will be able to conquer Ravan. No one else has this battle in his intellect. Those of you who are able to understand this are also number wise. This is a completely new thing. You are now studying in order to go to the land of happiness. You now remember this, but you will then forget it. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. By having remembrance, we will become pure. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Whatever happens, consider it to be destiny and remain quiet. Don't become angry. Control yourself as much as possible. Create ways to try and make others similar to yourself. 2. Give everyone the Father's introduction with a lot of love and humility. Tell everyone the sweet things that the Father says. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. Conquer all attachment to your body. Blessing. May you be altruistically merciful and save souls from wandering or becoming beggars. You children who are altruistically merciful have the merciful thoughts of reminding many other souls of their spiritual form and destination in a second. Because of the thoughts of you children of mercy, beggars will have glimpses of all treasures. Wandering souls will see the shores of the destination of liberation and liberation in life in front of them. You will play the parts of being removers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness, and you will always keep the magic key with you and know the way to make unhappy souls happy. Slogan. Become a server who does altruistic service, and you will definitely receive the fruit of your service. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. In the final moments, the five elements of nature will try to shake you a great deal. However, you souls who practice the bodiless stage will pass with honours by being unshakable and immovable. All the situations will then pass, and you will give the proof of your passing with honours, the same as Father Brahma. To achieve this, make time to serve the five elements of nature and continue to give the sakash of good wishes. Om Shanti.